Who needs a change of scenery right now? Everyone in the world. So it's good that Apartments.com has the most listings anywhere. We're not just talking apartments, but houses, townhomes, condos, and all manner of domiciles, from the oh-so-cozy to the did-I-just-hear-an-echo-in-here? And with 3D virtual tours, you can search for your special somewhere from anywhere. So stretch those fingers across a keyboard and change your scenery on Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Today's turned out to be a pretty good day so far.
It has. Yes.
But we are coming back from a little short vacation.
Yes, a short few days away.
Yes, and we're tan and...
Yeah, and that always makes me feel better. I mean, I'm always a firm believer that tan fat looks better than white fat.
Oh, God. But we do feel better because...
Yes.
We do have some color.
And we've got that vitamin D.
Yes.
I mean, we were out in the sun for like 3-4 days, and it just makes you feel better. Like, I don't know how these people that live in like Seattle and places like that where there's so much dreariness and rain, and I don't know how they do it, because I could not. Like, I am very much a person, and you're this way too. We are very motivated by the weather. Like, the sun and the warmth. I mean, we're going to be like one of those retirees.
We're going to be
down
like
in Florida.
We're going to be like raisins in the sun.
We will be. You know, once we get to that point where we're like, okay, just who
we
cares?
Don't give a shit. It's past
right.
Botox.
A wrinkle. Okay.
It's past laser. Let's just go with it.
I mean, we really be, but that, you know, it, I can see why people run to those warm places, because, I mean, we came back to Nashville and it was like 30-something degrees
freezing
last night
when we got off the plane.
This weather here is, I swear, it's like multiple personality disorder, because it'll be 80 degrees one day and 30 the next. I mean, it's crazy.
But we're blessed.
Yes.
We're blessed. You know, we're healthy as far as we know right now.
Yep.
All our kids are healthy. And so we are blessed. Well, let's go ahead, because, you know, we have, we have been talking about for, you know, since this whole Georgia Department of Revenue thing started with us folks, you know, we've kind of tried to keep everyone as filled in as we possibly could. And, you know, we were supposed to have a hearing that was supposed to have happened basically a year ago.
Yeah.
And then it was postponed, and then COVID hit, and then it was postponed again. I think it was postponed like 3 times. And so we did have the hearing, folks. So for all of you hundreds of people each week that think that I'm avoiding you when you send in these questions or these emails or messages that y'all send, I'm not avoiding you. It's just that there were certain things that we could not talk about and that our attorneys had told us not to talk about. And I tried to be as transparent and as open with you as I possibly could. But there was only so much that I could say. Well, today, folks, I can tell you everything that happened and what I couldn't tell you before. As you guys know, we were targeted by the Georgia Department of Revenue. And this is now going to be public record, because as soon as the transcripts hit, the press is going to grab them and everybody's going to get to read them and you're going to be able to see. But we were targeted by Josh Waits, who was the head of the criminal division for Office of Special Investigations. Josh Waits partnered up with Katie Vansel, who was in compliance, I believe, and Scott Santilli and Jeff Mitchell and Amy Doherty and Scott Graham and Stacey Guest and, you know, several others there that I'm sure I'm leaving some names out. But, you know, I want to kind of go down the list of these ass clowns and to kind of tell you what they did. It, you know, I was saying to all of you, I was saying that they were doing all this criminal stuff, but yet I couldn't really tell you everything that was going on. Well, now I can. there were employees within the Georgia Department of Revenue that were decent, good members of law enforcement that knew that what was going on against us was not only was it wrong, it was immoral, it was illegal, it was unethical. So these individuals started recording the conversations that were being had. And
that was completely unrelated to us.
Yeah,
this was
we didn't even know any of this stuff was going on. These recordings, I think, are take place, even before we were involved in it. Or before anyone ever made us aware of it.
Right, because it was not us asking. I mean, we didn't know these people. We had nothing to do with the recordings.
Nothing. And they actually came to us and told us that they had these recordings and
that they thought might be helpful.
That they thought would be helpful to us. And I have to tell you, folks, that God has been so good because, folks, had we gone for this hearing a year ago, we wouldn't have had the information and the evidence that we have. Yeah. So it was all in God's timing. So getting back to the, to kind of how this thing went, everyone wanted to know who the rat was within the Georgia Department of Revenue. Well, now we can tell you it was Katie Vansell. Katie Vansell is the one who told that Amy Doherty Hines, member of law enforcement, illegally used the GCIC system to pull data not only on myself and Julie, but on our children, because these people are fame whores. They are thirsty. They want their 5 minutes of fame. And the conversation was had that they needed a big, high-profile celebrity case to go after. And it came out that the Georgia Department of Revenue has never had a case as big as the Chrisleys. And not that that's something that we want to lay claim to fame to, because it's shameful and embarrassing that we had to be drug up in that. But at any rate, Katie Vansell told that Amy Doherty Hines had committed felonies by pulling these GCICs. Katie Vansell told about Jim Beveridge and him soliciting a threesome with another female employee. Now, just before we get too into this, because I want to kind of touch on as much as I can, I'm going to be releasing these audio clips on all of our forms of social media. And I'm going to post a photograph of the individual talking and the individual that, which would be Katie Vansell, and a photograph of the person that Katie Vansell is talking about that committed these crimes or these immoral and unethical, acts. So I will drop my first audio clip today. It will consist of a photo of Katie Vansell, and that clip will state that Katie Vansell was changing, and I want to make sure that I do this verbatim because I know that they are looking for me to mess up, and I'm not going to mess up on this. I'm going to quote verbatim what Katie Vansell says. And I was like, again, and this is her statement, and I was like, again, it was a different situation. Like COAM, I was giving returns. Now, what she's saying, folks, is that she has access, if you're in the state of Georgia, she has access to your tax returns, both federal and state. She was giving these returns to Michael Lambros, an attorney there who was partners with Joshua Waits, and changing those returns based off of numbers that Michael Lambros was giving her. I want to make sure I read that to you again so that everyone can hear this. Katie states, and I was like, again, it was a different situation, like COAM. I was giving returns to Lambros and changing returns based off of the numbers that Lambros gave me. Folks, this woman, who is still employed by the Georgia Department of Revenue by David Curry, the commissioner, is changing returns based off of what Michael Lambros is telling her to put on these returns. Per her statement, she is saying, Katie being she, that she is changing Georgia residents' returns based off of numbers that she's got no validity to. She's just punching in numbers that Michael Lambros is giving her. That should worry the hell out of every Georgia resident, that the Georgia Department of Revenue has someone within their office that is taking a salary from taxes that are collected from the people within the state of Georgia to pay this woman's salary. She's sitting up in there changing tax returns per her own statement. That is so troubling on every level. But per her statement in court, she stated she was a puppet, and I quote, a puppet for Josh Waitz.
Okay, so I love to be a good gift giver. And I've found that it's hard to do that, especially during this time when we haven't been able to get together like we would before. And that's why I was super excited to give my mom the perfect gift when I discovered paintyourlife.com. When I heard that at paintyourlife.com, I thought, what a great idea, but it must be expensive. But it's actually not. They are beautiful paintings that are truly affordable, and the quality is amazing. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. User-friendly platform lets you order a custom-made, hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. This process is super quick and easy to get a hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. You send any picture. It could be of yourself, your family member. I actually sent one of Grayson and Chloe. Or you can combine photos into one painting. It makes the perfect birthday, anniversary, wedding gift, Mother's Day gift. It's something that's meaningful, personal, and can be cherished forever. And those are the kinds of gifts that I personally love to get. I was blown away by the quality of the painting and how much it looked like the photo, but so much better, with so much more detail and so much more life to it. So at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word Chrisley to 64000. That's Chrisley, C-H-R-I-S-L-E-Y, to 64000. Text Chrisley to 64000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text Chrisley to 64000.
Now, keep in mind, these tapes were not disclosed. I didn't find out until, Julie, you and I, what was it, the day before we went in for this hearing, or 2 days or something like that, that our attorneys were turning these tapes over. And so I guess Katie did not have a chance to review all of these recordings because there are multiple. Now, there is a number of tapes. There was only a certain number of tapes that was turned over for this first hearing, but there's a multitude of evidence that goes even way deeper and goes to much larger issues that will be disclosed at a later date. And the evidence that we have obtained regarding all of these documents and things like that is going to be shocking when we actually go, you know, for the next trial or whatever. But with that being said, Katie Vansel has stated that she is altering tax returns based off of numbers that Michael Lambros wants her to put in those. Now, let me explain to you who Michael Lambros is. Michael Lambros is an attorney. He is an attorney that was appointed as a special prosecutor. And he partnered up with Josh Waits. And Josh Waits was the head of OSI, Office of Special Investigations. And they were bilking all of these families from other countries that were living in the state of Georgia that were running businesses, folks. It's the American dream. You come here, you want to work hard, you want to reap the benefits of that, and you want to live the dream. These people are coming from other countries where they were very oppressed, where they would have never been able to have lived that kind of dream there as what they're living here. And Josh Waits and Michael Lambrose zoned in on these people like they did us. They wanted to go after people that had money, that had assets, that they could seize and then scare them to death with the fear of prosecution, only to turn around and settle it by giving them a slap on the wrist, but you got to walk away from everything we took from you. That's what was happening here, folks. This was a modern day version of just basically extortion, of just like knocking your doors down. This is like being in Germany, you know, when the Germans took over and just knocking down doors of all the Jewish families and stealing all their possessions, their artwork, their jewelry, everything they had worked hard for was now seized, and then they killed them. That's the only thing different here. There hasn't been a murder. But that's what they were doing to these families, seizing their businesses, taking their coin-operated machines, seizing the cash that was in their businesses that so much of went unaccounted for, went missing. But the good news is what came out of this hearing on last Thursday, towards the end of the day, the court was notified that the Office of the Inspector General has now officially opened a criminal investigation into Josh Waits. Now, Josh Waits was supposed to be questioned by our attorneys, but it wasn't needed after the other people testified, because the other witnesses from the Georgia Department of Revenue acknowledged that Josh Waits was pumping information back to the IRS. Katie Vansell acknowledged that Josh was doing that. She also acknowledged that LaShawn Wright, a former employee with the Georgia Department of Revenue, who was fired because she falsely turned in expense reports to collect money from the Georgia Department of Revenue for fees that she wasn't entitled to, so she was terminated. She was feeding information back to the IRS agent. Lots more going to come out about this individual at the next hearing. And this individual, or rather LaShawn Wright, stated on the stand that she was giving this information to the IRS agent. She stated on the stand that she shared documentation with the IRS agent. Katie Vansell stated under oath that she seized a warehouse of ours with, per her quotes, packed full of high-end furnishings from 7 homes that we had sold, and that we were preparing to auction these items off, and the proceeds was going to the IRS. Now, folks, it's hard to be committing tax evasion if your intent was to pay the IRS and you're auctioning off items to do that. Now, so that came out, and she told this, and I'm going to try to quote verbatim what Bruce Morris, our attorney, stated. He said, "Ms. Colvin, why did you seize one of Mr. Chris's warehouses?" "Well, we got word he was getting ready to auction off the items to pay the IRS." And Bruce Morris said, "So he was planning to pay the IRS. You seized his warehouse, so you prevented him from doing that." And she paused and she stated, "I guess you could look at it that way." Now, folks, that's the same thing if you're getting ready to make a payment to the IRS on your taxes and someone steals your money and you can't pay it. It's the same thing as if you're getting ready to make your mortgage payment and you go to write a check out of your checking account for to pay your mortgage company, but someone has hacked into your checking account and stolen all of your money. Well, now you can't pay your mortgage payment, so you're going to have a 30-day late on your credit. That's the equivalent of what she did here, and she's acknowledged that she did that. And the reason that I'm telling you these things today is because it's all been vetted through our attorneys. They've told me that this is in the record. It's going to come out. And that I can talk about anything that happened in court because it's now public, i.e. these recordings, the ones that were turned over, are the ones that I can talk about. The ones that have not been turned over, I can't talk about. These recordings that have been turned over show that she illegally, now they have acknowledged, they being the government, has acknowledged, Georgia Department of Revenue, violated our Fourth Amendment rights against illegal search and seizure. Katie Vansell acknowledged on the stand that she and Brian Crisp, that she and Brian Crisp rented a hacksaw and cut the lock off of our storage unit with no warrant. Nothing that gave them the right to do it. They did it illegally. She has acknowledged this. It is on the tapes, and I'll be releasing that tape. She has acknowledged that she, along with Scott Santilli, Jeff Mitchell, and Josh Waits, committed a felony by pulling a FinCEN report. Now, folks, let me tell you what a FinCEN is. A FinCEN is something that is owned by the Department of Justice. It is a system that the government can use, and it was set up to thwart money laundering and terroristic acts. It's part of the Patriot Act. But you cannot use this database unless there is an active criminal case, period. Now, folks, keep in mind the Georgia Department of Revenue, because it's in direct conflict with the other charge that was brought against us, that they did not have a criminal case against us. They were not investigating a criminal case against us. Well, if that's the case, then they had no right to use the FinCEN database, which gives them anything that's tied to your name, your Social Security number, your financial records. And she's acknowledged that she did this to be able to look into our bank accounts. They wanted to know. She even discusses in one of the recordings that I'll release that to the level that our oldest daughter, Lindsay, has less money than the rest of the family, which is why she went back to her husband. Well, Lindsay's never had to go back to a man. If she makes a decision to go back to her husband, that was her decision. But she never had to go back to somebody because of damn money. Because, hell, she made more money than what her husband did. So, but Katie is now discussing with third-party individuals what our family has financially, that my oldest daughter has the least of everyone in the family, which is why she went back to her husband. And I'm sure now that I have put this out here and that this tape's going to be out here, I'm sure that that will infuriate my oldest daughter, that someone was in her personal affairs, was in her personal tax records, was releasing her personal financial information to third parties. That is a tax violation, folks. You cannot do it.
So Mother's Day is upon us, and I don't know about you, but finding that perfect Mother's Day gift is always something that I'm striving to do, something that they can't go out and buy themselves. And, you know, you may not be able to visit your mom, grandmother during this time. And that's why Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touch-free photo frame you can email photos to, and they appear in seconds so mom can see your favorite moments. A great way to feel close to those you love even when you're far away. Anyone in the family can send photos to the frame, so it's a great way to keep family members in touch. It sets up effortlessly in under 60 seconds, and even the least tech savvy can use it. It looks like a real photo frame that adds a beautiful touch to your home. Skylight Frame has a gorgeous 10-inch touchscreen. You can swipe through photos with your finger and even tap to thank the person who sent you the photo. 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love your Skylight, they'll offer you a full refund. You can also preload it with favorite photos for a special Mother's Day gift. Surprise them with photos that they didn't even know you had. You can tap the heart button and let the sender know you love the photo. That makes the frame interactive and fun to use. Now, as a special holiday offer, you can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you use skylightframe.com and enter code CONFESSIONS. That's right. To get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go to skylightframe.com and enter code CONFESSIONS. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com and use the code CONFESSIONS.
Katie Vansel has acknowledged on these recordings that Scott Santilli, Jeff Mitchell, and Josh Waitz altered a federal document and changed it from tax evasion to money laundering. And I believe her exact statement is, "Oh my God, oh my God, they fucking changed it. They fucking changed it from money laundering or from tax evasion to money laundering. Oh my God, I didn't do that. I specifically know what I put on there and they changed it." They being Jeff Mitchell, Scott Santilli, and Josh Waitz. She has acknowledged that she was a puppet for Josh Waitz, that she was doing things outside of any way she had ever handled another tax case. She talks about she and LaShawn Wright structuring a deal with Evander Holyfield on these tapes, and that she's worked out a payment plan, and now LaShawn Wright wants her to cancel the payment plan so she can bring a criminal investigation against him so LaShawn can get her name in the press as being, because LaShawn was trying to get on with the, you know, I think it was the feds at that time anyway. LaShawn had applied for a job with the feds, et cetera. And the way that these people get elevated is by the cases that they have, how many successful convictions they have, how big the case is, et cetera, et cetera. Well, LaShawn talks about in her statement that they liked to do cases with the feds because the feds would basically carry the weight, but then they would get restitution. They being the state would get restitution. They would get money brought back to them. So there's your motive of why they're doing it. It's all greed and to feed their low self-esteem and the fact that they've never had any attention in their life. So because they haven't, they're going to steal it by trying to destroy someone else. But long story short, that comes out. These recordings talk about where. Let me just read them because I want to make sure that I'm doing these verbatim so that I don't get into trouble with anyone. Let's see here. This one was dated on 4/17/2020. Katie Vansel states, "So the other circle of secret things is, do you remember?" Now, what she's saying is, so the other circle of secret things that she knows about is she says to this individual, "Do you remember how we kept saying or kept asking about, is he going to work for Lambros?" He being Josh Waitz. And he did go do that after he left the Georgia Department of Revenue. He didn't leave. He was fired for lying. That Josh was going to work for Lambros, and they always kept saying, no, 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 he's not working for Lambros. But Lambros and Josh bought another apartment complex and set it up that Josh is the apartment manager and is making a six-figure salary. These are Katie Vansel's exact statement. These are her words. The other individual on this recording says, wait, what? I didn't even know they bought an apartment already. Katie states, so, Josh Waits, Stacy Guest, Scott Graham, and Jim Beveridge, they all own property together. Folks, I just named you Stacy Guest, Scott Graham, and Jim Beveridge own property together, along with Josh Waits, who was fired for lying. Now, these three members, Stacy Guest, Scott Graham, and Jim Beveridge, all are still currently employed with the Georgia Department of Revenue. Now, keep in mind, all of this did not come out until last Friday. Today is Thursday. I don't know what David Curry, the commissioner, has chosen to do with this. I do know that Alex Sponseller, who is in the AG's office, these tapes were turned over to him. And he has now decided that he's going to turn them over to the Office of the Inspector General. Well, let me explain to you, Alex, because I know you listened to the podcast, and I know that you were sitting across the courtroom with that bad comb over and that hair jet dyed black, looking like you've been dipped in a puddle of ink. This case has worn you the hell out because you look like you had been rode hard and put up wet. But Alex Sponseller with the AG's office has repeatedly lied and said he has turned over all of the information that we have requested in multiple ORR requests, open records requests. He has gone in and put it in writing. We've given you everything. There's nothing else that we have. If you have something that you're looking for, tell me that exactly what you're looking for, and then I can go and look for that. No, you should give us everything. Everything means everything. And you didn't do that, which is now why an open records request lawsuit is being filed. And I have asked that Alex Sponseller be named in that as a defendant in this case. Alex Sponseller, according to Katie Vansel, knew that criminal acts were taking place, knew that they had lied to the feds about information that was on Katie Vansel's phone. In one of the statements, Alex Sponseller says to Katie Vansel, this is a federal matter now. We're going to all end up in trouble over this kind of stuff. Talking about the deletion of things off of people's phones, lying and saying Katie didn't have text messages on her phone about this case. When Katie, according to her recordings, states that she made Alex Sponseller aware that she had this information on her phone. Now, folks, this is the same person, Katie Vansel, who told many, 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 many months ago when I was letting some of this stuff come out on earlier podcasts that about what she had done. She then decides to go to the feds and say that I, along with Kyle and Chase, are stalking her. Well, we were able, through our security team and through our security cameras in our homes and the use of our credit cards here in the state of Tennessee, and they're time stamped, and I had my boys to take pictures of where they were once this was brought back to me to show there's no way that we could have been there at her home like she said we had done. She lied to the feds because she thought that that was going to cause me to not be able to do the podcast, and therefore I wouldn't be able to out her for all the things that she has done. So that's another lie. She tried to have me arrested along with my sons by saying that we were witness tampering, even though she knew it was a lie. And we now have her on tape talking about this and saying, oh, well, I guess he had a doppelganger. She describes an Escalade, which, you know, folks, everybody knows that we have a large black Escalade for when we go to events or Julie goes to Costco or whatever. And she describes a car that we've never even owned and says that we're at the bottom of her driveway while our security cameras are time stamped and showed exactly where we were. So that never went anywhere. But the woman was trying to have us arrested to show, or rather to shut the truth from coming out, to prevent it from coming out. Now, you've got Stacey Guest, Scott Graham, Jim Beveridge, and according to Katie Vansel, Josh Waits, all owning property together. She talks about how the monies that were stolen from taxpayers on these COAM cases, where they seized these families' assets and scared them to death, and they were fear of being deported, because if you come into this country and you're not a citizen and you commit a crime, then that automatically you are sent back to your country. So they knew that, and they held this kind of fear over these people's heads. That's what's happening in our country, but not just in our country, folks. It's happening in Georgia, where I raised my children. This kind of corruption is going on. You know, it came out in this court hearing, and I'm going to go ahead and put it here on the podcast today because you're going to read it. Yes. Lindsay, my oldest daughter, was involved in giving information to the Georgia Department of Revenue. According to a text message that Katie Vansel sent to Josh Waits, her statement is, and this information is coming from Lindsay. There is a Skype call, or was it a Skype call or a FaceTime call?
I think it was Skype.
Between my oldest son, Kyle, and his ex-wife, Lexi. Of where they're lying, saying that I had money hidden in Cayman bank accounts. There are statements from my own children saying, my two oldest children, saying they want to make sure that I'm punished. Now, folks, that's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking, and I knew it was there because we've been sitting on this information for over a year now. And it's sad, but it doesn't mean that I don't love my children. But the hurt that is there is going to take a long, long, long time to ever heal from. That information is going to come out because it was used in court. These are exhibits, these text messages.
Okay, guys, so you know I've talked many, many times about Nutrafol, and that Savannah was actually the one that turned me on to Nutrafol because she has been taking it for, gosh, over a year now. And the difference that it has made in her hair has been unbelievable. So, you know, 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And if you're among them, know you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, including me and Savannah, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol offers two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. In a clinical trial, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair, and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code CC to save 20% off your first month subscription. That's the best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CC.
Josh Waits preyed upon Lindsay and Kyle. He wanted, and you know what? I want to read a statement that one of our attorneys, Chris Anulowitz, sent out to press because I had asked that we try to keep this, you know, as contained as we possibly could. But this is what he sends to this reporter. Please find an attached link to a number of recordings regarding the Georgia Department of Revenue's attacks on the Chrisleys. This should have some useful audio clips. On background now, the Chrisleys' constitutional rights were violated by the Georgia Department of Revenue when the Georgia Department of Revenue agents illegally seized items and documents from a storage warehouse used by the Chrisleys. The federal government concedes that the Georgia Department of Revenue searches were illegal, but it is still attempting to introduce information allegedly obtained from those seizures against the Chrisleys. The April 14 and 15th hearing was to determine whether the evidence should be excluded. Georgia Department of Revenue agents, including the former head of Georgia Department of Revenue's criminal unit, Joshua Waits, began targeting the Chrisleys in 2014. Folks, in 2014, my former business partner, who embezzled from us, forged our name to hundreds of documents, created false financial statements, lied to us. I mean, the things that this man did bugged our home. The things that he did is beyond reproach. But this is the individual who filed his state income taxes exactly the way he filed our state income taxes, because he handled all of our stuff. Yet this individual who tried to turn and lie on me, nothing has ever happened to him. It appears the targeting was related to the Chrisleys' celebrity status. This ramped up in late 2016 and early 2017 when GDOR improperly began using federal and state criminal databases to review the Chrisleys' private banking, financial, and other information. Folks, illegally used federal and state criminal databases to review the Chrisleys' private banking, financial, and other information. Indeed, the Georgia Department of Revenue falsely submitted paperwork to the federal government to gain access to one such database, FinCEN. Georgia Department of Revenue agents also improperly gave Chrisley tax information to the news outlet WSB-TV in order to sensationalize GDOR's investigation of the Chrisleys. GDOR agents also targeted the Chrisley children to try and turn them against their parents. They're referencing Kyle and Lindsay. Indeed, Georgia Department of Revenue agent Joshua Waits had numerous phone calls and text messages with Lindsay Chrisley, apparently in this effort. A GDOR agent admitted in testimony that persons involved in the investigation lied to cover their own involvement in these matters and that she was a puppet of Josh Waits. It was disclosed at the hearing that there is now a potential criminal investigation into Mr. Waits' conduct related to his activities regarding the Chrisleys. Mr. Waits was terminated from Georgia Department of Revenue in early 2020 when it was disclosed he had lied regarding his applications and he had set up a civil asset forfeiture slush fund at GDOR. GDOR's sensationalized investigation fizzled out in late 2019 when GDOR acknowledged through a settlement agreement that the millions of dollars in taxes allegedly owed by the Chrisleys were not, in fact, owed to the state. This statement, folks, from one of our attorneys says, when GDOR acknowledged through a settlement agreement that the millions of dollars in taxes allegedly owed by the Chrisleys were not, in fact, owed to the state. The Chrisleys are deeply concerned about these violations of their rights and privacy. It is unfathomable that private citizens should be targeted in such a manner. Folks, for all of the people out there that said that Julie and Todd owed these taxes. For all of the people out there who said that we had done all these horrific things and that it was wrong, you're now hearing from within Georgia Department of Revenue that they lied about these numbers, saying that we owed millions of dollars. That was never the case. They never came out and told that from the day that this show began, our taxes were withheld by the production company and forwarded to the Georgia Department of Revenue, where these monies they sat on and did not apply them to our accounts because they were trying to build a case so they would have a high profile case. When that was discovered and disclosed that and was pointed out to them by our attorneys, oh, we weren't aware. This was paid on behalf of the Chrisley family under a production company, and we didn't have that production company name. Well, yeah, you asshole, you did, because you subpoenaed the bank records on that same production company's account. So that dog doesn't hunt. But let's go back to Alex Sponseller asking, should he send these he wants to send these recordings to the Office of the Inspector General. Well, guess what, Alex? We had already done that because we could not trust that you, being in the Attorney General's office, was going to do the right thing. So those recordings were turned over to the Office of the Inspector General, which is controlled by Governor Brian Kemp. We have been assured that this investigation is not over, that they are pursuing criminal actions against multiple individuals, and we're going to monitor that. I mean, it's my understanding now that there are three more lawsuits that are coming from other individuals that have hired attorneys in the state of Georgia to sue the Georgia Department of Revenue, Josh Waits, and other ass clowns that he had under his, it's hard to say under his leadership, because this guy couldn't lead you to a shithouse if there was a neon sign in front of it. The things that this man has done and the accomplices that he has had to help him within the Georgia Department of Revenue is shocking. The fact that David Curry is allowing Amy Doherty Hines, after, and I'm going to be releasing these clips, folks, with a photo of each person that Amy Vancel is talking about so that you can put a face to a name. She clearly states that the commissioner doesn't trust Amy and that Amy will not have any more power than she already does because the commissioner found out that she lied to him when she said she wasn't working any COAM cases when in fact she was. But yet she's still there under the commissioner of the Georgia Department of Revenue. She is still employed. After committing felonies of pulling these GCICs, she's still employed. Scott Santilli, law enforcement, pulled the fence in, knew. Now, keep in mind, now that they know these are felonies, in the beginning, there was no criminal case against the Chrisleys. This was all civil. Well, now that they know by pulling this fence in, you must have a criminal case, they have now said, okay, there was a criminal investigation, but that the civil side wasn't aware that there was a criminal investigation. Well, that's just not true. And we have the proof of that.
Okay, we all know that your bank account should work with you, not against you. Chime is an award-winning app and debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums. After all, you earned your money and you deserve to keep it. Fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but better. Get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus checks, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. No hidden fees or monthly minimums, plus 38,000 fee-free ATMs with MoneyPass and Visa Plus Alliance. Turn on alerts to let you know when your card is used and instantly block your card if something seems fishy. When you sign up for a Chime spending account, you can enroll in an optional savings account and grow your savings automatically with a 0.50% annual percentage yield, 10 times the national average. Join the millions on Chime. Sign up takes 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score. Apply now at Chime.com. That's Chime.com/Chrisley. That's Chime.com/Chrisley. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank. Members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to Chime.com/Chrisley for details.
What Katie Vansel has done, what she, the things that she has lied about, it's just beyond. I mean, she talks about deleting text messages that involve, you know, between she and Josh Waits. I mean, she talks about in one of these recordings that Amy Doherty Hines was having an affair with Josh Waits when they worked at Clayton County, and that his own wife wasn't aware that there were women in Josh's department, and that he kept Amy's number in his phone under the name Andy, so that if his wife looked in his phone, she would never find Amy's number or name there. I'm not saying that. I'm repeating, folks, what we have in tape. This is what Georgia taxpayers' money is paying for. For people to go on trips that the taxpayers are paying on, to get drunk, to spend the night in each other's hotel rooms together, to discuss threesomes between Jim Beveridge and Jessica and someone else. The things, the lewd comments, that, according to Katie, that Jim Beveridge made to these women are disgusting. But yet we're going to turn a blind eye to it. Governor Kemp, you are an elected official for the people of the state of Georgia. You control the office of the Inspector General. You should be looking at these actions now, because you had two agents in the courtroom for 2 days listening to this testimony. Keep in mind, folks, this testimony is substantially different than the sworn testimony that these individuals had already given the office of the Inspector General. So they lied to the Inspector General, and now the truth came out in court. They should be prosecuted. They should be prosecuted for perjury. They lied under oath. And now it's proven that they've lied under oath. What this has done to us as people, it's diminished our faith in our judicial system. It has diminished our faith in humanity, because God's children do not wake up with the first thought coming to their mind of how he can harm his brother and sister. That's not what we're supposed to be here for. We're supposed to lift each other up. And the state of Georgia is being ran right now predominantly by the Republican Party. Governor Kemp is a Republican. Chris Carr is a Republican. And yet these two offices have shown that they will do nothing about the corrupt behavior that is going on under their purview. Chris Carr, the Attorney General, has done nothing. Alex Sponseller, who works at the Attorney General's office, has lied, misled, and intentionally withheld evidence that was beneficial to us and that would prove what we were saying. Intentionally, folks. Now, his excuse, I want to reframe that, because he is an attorney, and, you know, when he's sued next week, he's going to say, well, Todd Chrisley made false statements on his podcast. I am repeating everything that has been shared via these tapes or via communication that Mr. Sponseller has had with our counsel, where he has repeatedly denied having any further information. He repeatedly denied having documents. He repeatedly denied having videos. He repeatedly denied Katie Vansel having anything on her phone. He has still to this day failed to turn over the affidavit signed by Alex Kirkland and Jeff Mitchell stating that there were no text messages on Katie Vansel's phone. While on tape, Katie Vansel says she told Alex Sponseller, "Have I perjured myself? Oh, my God, Alex, there's stuff on my phone." I mean, they have perjured themselves with the court by signing these affidavits because there is stuff on my phone. These are her statements. So, Alex, before you get so happy and want to sue me for slander, the best defense for slander is the truth. And that normally comes in the form of a deposition, one to which we would welcome. Now, so many other things came out in this hearing, but I'm going to release this information on my social media, as I've stated. I'm going to do one clip a day until we get through the tapes that have now been turned over. And then once we have another hearing and we turn over a lot more stuff, then I can release that information. But right now we're going to focus on what was turned over on the 14th and the 15th. That, folks, consists of the Georgia Department of Revenue intentionally barring us from being able to do what we had set out to do, which was to satisfy our tax debt. Keep in mind, I have been paying income taxes since I was 13 or 14 years old and was a bag boy at the local Winn-Dixie in Westminster, South Carolina. I have paid more income taxes than probably the majority of most people make. And I'm blessed to be able to say that. I'm not going to go much further into that because that's a bigger thing of other information that's going to come out that would be in that second round of information that's going to prove what mine and my wife's intentions were and what we were working to try to accomplish. And that evidence is going to be brought out in court. Now, Katie Colvin, who is the government's witness, turned around and stated under oath that, yes, she blocked us from being able to make that payment when she seized that warehouse. Per our own attorney, he stated, when she said, "I guess you can look at it that way." And Bruce Morris said, "I will. Thank you." Now, what I believe is that just like the Georgia Department of Revenue has duped thousands of taxpayers, tens of thousands of taxpayers, I believe that they have duped prosecutors. I believe they've duped investigators. I believe that they have duped other colleagues that they work with. I believe that so many people relied on the Georgia Department of Revenue's version of the truth that who would question the tax authority? Who would question that these people that are hired to represent the best interest of the taxpayer would be this corrupt? So, you know, the things that came out, they're horrendous. And it should cause concern for every taxpayer in the United States, but certainly in the state of Georgia. It should cause massive concern that these people are still there. Katie Vansel, still employed to my knowledge, who has the ability to change numbers on people's tax returns. She can just take and input numbers. If you file a tax, or if you don't file a tax return because you don't feel that you owe anything, you didn't have any income, she can create a tax return for you and put in whatever she wants to and say you owe it. That should be concerning. That's alarming. The fact that she acknowledges that a federal document was changed and altered by Scott Santilli, Jeff Mitchell, Josh Waits. These are Katie's words, folks, not mine. The fact that that was done, and nothing has been done about it. The fact that she talks about how she and Josh Waits worked my two oldest children. Now, granted, the relationship with my two oldest children is, clearly there just wasn't one for them to have done this. There just wasn't one on their part. I have always felt that there was that I loved all of my children equally. They're all five mine, and I love them to this day and would lay down and die for Lindsay, would lay down and die for Kyle. Kyle has acknowledged his wrongdoing, and Kyle and I are working on rebuilding that relationship and understanding why he did it. I'm not going to get into who Kyle points fingers at. I'm not going to get into any of that because at the end of the day, Kyle was a grown man. He knew what he was saying was a lie. He knew he shouldn't have been doing it, but he did it. But that doesn't change the fact that I love them. They are still my children and I love them. Is the relationship, will it ever be what God, I think it will always be what God intends for it to be. Will it ever be what I would have liked for it to have been? I don't know. I mean, that has to come from God. I do think that just because you're a parent and because you're a child, because if you were asking my older two children, I mean, their version of why they did what they did is going to be different than what has now come out as evidence of why they did what they did. It's heartbreaking. But I don't want my children to hurt regardless of what the outcome of this is. I don't want them to hurt. I want my children to be whole, to be happy, to be good, decent, honest, honorable human beings. And I want them to forgive themselves because I have forgiven my children. Because in order for God to forgive me, I have to forgive others. And I have forgiven that. Forget will probably never happen. But I do want what's best for them. And again, I talk to Kyle daily, and Kyle and I are working on our relationship, and I have forgiven him, as I've said, and he has been apologetic and he is remorseful and he knows what he did was wrong. And it just is what it is. So, stay tuned. I will continue to give you all updates. I have dedicated this 1 hour of this podcast to what went on the 14th and the 15th, because I promised you all that I would do that.
Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. And that's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, Air Med Care Network's highly trained crews can provide air, medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an Air Med Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of this podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley.
So, now, if you follow me on Instagram at Todd Chrisley on Instagram and on Facebook, I will release one clip per day of exactly verbatim what Katie Vansel is saying about her colleagues and how corrupt the system is within the Georgia Department of Revenue. I mean, even down to where Katie Colvin talks about Stacey Guest having to be on medication. And that Merrill Jacobson, who is the attorney there, stated to Katie, no, Katie's saying, well, welcome to my world, because I guess Katie is on anxiety meds as well. And Katie says, well, welcome to my world. And he goes, no, Katie, Stacy is on serious meds. Like, can't function through the day without these meds. Now, folks, you can't function through the day without these meds, but yet you're being allowed to be over compliance for a state government office that regulates hundreds of millions of dollars, if not $1 billion. Who knows what the tax revenue is for the state of Georgia? But Stacey Guest, who Katie Colvin's talking about, needs to be medicated in order to get up and get out of bed. I don't want that person handling my money. I'm sorry. My son Kyle, you know, he's not on medication now, and we're taking a whole different approach. But I'm not turning my checking account over to Kyle. I'm not turning my checking account over to someone who is not stable enough to manage their own, according to Katie. So, you know, I think that, you know, according to Katie, all of these multiple affairs that are going on within the Georgia Department of Revenue and the inappropriate relationships, you know, I think that it's going to be interesting listening for Stacey Guest and Jim Beveridge and Scott Graham and Josh. Since Katie was your puppet, you now know that I have gone public today and told that Katie has told all of your lies and secrets. She has told what you, according to her, as her as being your puppet, what you had her to do. So now everyone within the Georgia Department of Revenue who has been waiting for this huge, massive reveal of who is talking. Here's the irony, folks. The commissioner did what was called a RIF, a reduction in force. Got rid of over 40 people, none of which were talking, but still has the shithouse rat who was the informant who was telling all this, Katie Vansel, and she's still employed by Stacey Guest, the head of compliance, who she has said Stacey needs to be medicated in order to come in and run her job. Now, if this is not the damn clowns running the circus, I don't know what the hell is. But with that being said, stay tuned to my Instagram today. You'll get your first clip, and you'll get one every day, Monday through Friday, until I have released all of the clips that has been released to the court. Again, all of the rest of the stuff that we have, that'll come out in another hearing. And when that comes out, I'll post all of that information as well. And I think that information is going to be absolutely mind-blowing. So with that being said, folks, I greatly appreciate the time that y'all give me each week to discuss the things that matter the most to us. Julie, what would you like to add?
No, I think this was a very informative podcast that you were able to get a lot of stuff out that you've been wanting to and that people have been asking for. So, you know. I think it was great today that you were able to finally do that.
So with that being said, much love from our family to all of you. We greatly appreciate each week everyone that tunes in to Chrisley Confessions, to Chrisley Knows Best, to Growing Up Chrisley. We greatly appreciate all of the interest that you continue to retain within our, you know, with our family. And we love and respect and appreciate each and every one of you. You know, we've gotten past the George Floyd, you know, trial, regardless of whether you approved of the verdict or whether you didn't, it is the verdict. And now it's time for our country to heal. And I think that we heal by making sure that we clean out the corruption that is within law enforcement, that is within governmental agencies, and within agencies that control civilians' lives. Those positions are coveted positions. When you're an elected official or when you take a position within any government agency, you have an oath to uphold righteousness. You have an oath to do the right thing, to make sure people are treated fairly, that people are treated with common decency, and not to use your position of power to convict people of wrongful acts that were not committed just to elevate yourself to a higher position. I think now more than ever, our country is laser focused on these kind of things happening. And I look forward every day to contributing to that movement of making sure that we all as people are one people, that we all live for the same standards, the same rules, and the same fair treatment. So with that being said, until next week, good luck and God bless.
Thank you.